Let us now read together in God's Word this morning from Paul's letter to Titus. From Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 to 15. This is the Word of God as we find it in Titus, chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. May God bless the reading of his word for us this morning. Amen. It was over here in Scotland where I realized that it is part of the Christmas scene is the Nativity play and the panto as well. And apparently it happened in one occasion here in Glasgow, the Nativity play in a church, when one of the Glasgow lasses said the following to Joseph, announcing that she is with child. "I'm having a baby. And it is not yours, by the way." And sometimes these mishaps can happen. And there are obviously the pantos, the pantomimes, which are by nature quite chaotic, aren't they? Is it or is it not? And who is standing behind who? And however chaotic these pantomimes are, there is a careful and well-planned rehearsal behind it. All the actors know their role and their cue, when to come in, and they wait patiently and well prepared for the time when they have to appear on the scene. And what we have before us today in this passage from Paul's letter to Titus is very similar. Paul is, in effect, saying that Christian life is being between two appearances. Sometimes it can be as chaotic as a panto, because we often mess up things. But what Paul is saying, our Christian life is between the appearances of Jesus Christ. First he appeared as a baby there in Bethlehem, showing us and revealing to us God's grace. And he's going to appear again. He's going to come again in glory. He started us out on a journey when he came as a baby, showing us that grace of God that was there from all eternity, that love and favor of God to come with his salvation, with his strength, with his power in the Holy Spirit, to bring us out from sinfulness, from all wickedness, as we read it in the passage, that we might live the life he initially designed for us, to live as his people, to live for his glory, being eager to do his will, to do good. When Jesus Christ was born, that grace was revealed to all men. He came into this world with that very purpose, to give himself for us, to redeem us from all that sin, that we might be able to break away from our wickedness, and to purify us, to bring about a substantial and profound change in our lives. And here in this passage we see again that Christian life does not consist only of thou shalt not, but it is also consisting of thou shalt. We are supposed to say no to ungodliness, to everything that wants to separate us from God, to everything that purposefully is antagonistic to God. separate ourselves away from worldly passions, everything that is temporal, everything that is originating not from God, but from the prince of this earth. That is the thou shalt not, but there is the thou shalt. That we might live a completely new life. A life that is characterized by self-control, by righteousness, and by godly living. A life that is coming from God through His Spirit, and is enabled through that Spirit to live it out. That is modeled and molded and shaped and transformed day by day to grow more in the likeness of Jesus Christ. That's where we stand in this present age, constantly fighting with the worldly passions, with ungodliness, and constantly trying and attempting and seeking to put on that godliness. And why? Because we are looking forward to that next appearance, when we know that we are going to be called on stage, when we know that we are going to be called in front of God, in front of His judgment seat, when we have to be well prepared, when we have to know all our lines, and no mishap can happen. God started out with His grace, our salvation. That was the commencement there in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And it's going to be consumed when He's coming back in glory with full power and strength and authority to take all those who are His to be with Himself. Because that was His purpose coming into this world, purifying for Himself a people that are His very own. Those who belong to Him. Those who can be recognized by His image in their lives. How are we going to wait for that next appearance? We have seen how the story started. How He came with God's grace and love into this world. How He drew us in into this amazing universal and cosmic play to be part of it. And we know that He's going to appear again. Can we sit and wait patiently, knowing that we are prepared and we are ready for that time when He's coming back? As you see, when we come to Christmas, we are more inclined to think of the baby at Bethlehem. We are more inclined to remember what was it like when He appeared first. That serenity, that joy, the singing, the praise of the angels, the worship of the Magi, the worship of the shepherds. But the fact is, we are between two appearances. One is in the past, the other one is in the future. Are we ready for that next appearance? What Paul is trying to say here to Timothy and to us, we have to grow daily in our grace, in our dedication and service to God, to be fully prepared when He comes back. When He calls our name, that we might stand before Him, completely purified, redeemed from our wickedness, and stand there as His child. May God grant us the grace this Christmas time, that we will consider not just the baby of Bethlehem, not just that amazing revelation of God's grace and love in this world, but be prepared to do everything, every day of our lives, to become more and more like Him, for He is going to come back and appear again in glory. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, loving Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for Your grace. We give You thanks for the salvation You have revealed to us our Lord Jesus Christ, that through him an amazing change, transformation came about in this world. That people who were walking in darkness, in the darkness of sin and spiritual and moral depravity, saw a light. A light that was bright and shining in their lives and in this world. A light that brought about a new dawn. That they were able to start a new life, transformed and changed by that grace. Lord, we give you thanks that you have revealed to us this love of yours in Jesus Christ. That because of him we can stand here before you as your people. Fallen we might be, but yet desiring to be your people in every aspect of our lives. So Lord, we pray that you will grant us your grace. You will grant us your strength, your spirit, inspiring us and building us up day by day to become more and more like him who came to give his life for our salvation. Lord, we pray that at this Christmas time, when this amazing gospel of Christmas is going to be preached and proclaimed, your presence will be felt. Your presence will be real for all people. For those who come to worship because they love you. For those who come because of tradition. May they see that grace. May they be aware that their present life is between two appearances of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may they be able to dedicate themselves, their lives, their whole being, to live for you, to live from your strength, for your glory. Lord, we pray that your presence will be real and powerful with those who cannot be with us at this Christmas time because of their bodily weakness, because of their illnesses, or because their hearts are heavy, burdened with sorrow. Lord, we pray that you will minister to them. May they see that grace again afresh, in full strength and power, that is able to transform lives, that is able to heal and restore, that is bringing comfort and peace, that in you they might find a new life for themselves. And this we pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to say together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.